Trump Mideast Envoy Berkowitz, Biden Will Harm Peace Deals. By Deborah Danon on October 23, 2020. A Biden presidency could harm normalization accords between Israel and Arab states if it chooses to reverse the Trump administration's withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal. President Donald Trump's special Middle East envoy Avi Berkowitz said in an interview published Thursday. "I am nervous, if I am just being completely honest," said Berkowitz, who was in Israel this week as part of the United Arab Emirates' first official state visit to the country. Democratic hopeful Joe Biden has indicated he would consider re-entering the JCPOA nuclear deal with Iran, Berkowitz said, adding that constituted a significant fear of his. Taking such a step would also cause consternation among Arab states that are opposed to Iran, especially among existing U.S. and new Israeli allies in the Gulf region, including Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. If you're in a world where the U.S. is isolating its partners in the Middle East, it becomes a lot more difficult to capitalize in the way that we were able, Berkowitz told Professor Moshe Koppel, chairman and founder of the Qohelet Policy Forum, at an online conference. "So, reversing the withdrawal is a significant fear of mine that I hope will never be realized, because I think it could not be more important that President Trump be the one in charge of these things," he added. Berkowitz said the U.S. brokered normalization accord showed the world that Israel can make peace, and did make peace with UAE and Bahrain. He added that the choice to suspend Israel's plans to apply sovereignty to the West Bank was in favor of the UAE peace deal on the table, but that ultimately the move had the Trump administration's backing. "The notion of applying Israeli law to areas of the West Bank is not something that we fundamentally disagree with. In fact, it is something that we fundamentally would support," Berkowitz said. What became apparent was that in order to capitalize on this momentous historic opportunity, it was necessary to suspend a component of the vision for peace, Berkowitz said, referencing Trump's plan for resolving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which calls for 30% of the West Bank to be annexed by Israel. "Now, that is not to say that in the foreseeable future, the issue of sovereignty could not come back, and it is not to say that we fundamentally disagree with what our position was initially. And in fact, we still stand behind that position, and it is very important to us. And I think everyone should understand that, but understanding that certain opportunities arise when they do and taking advantage to capitalize on them, i.e. the Abraham Accords, was also paramount in this case," Berkowitz added. Palestinian intransigence and rejectionism of Trump's peace plan ironically paved the way for rapprochement between Israel and the Arab Gulf states. The Palestinians' inability or unwillingness to engage was seen by a lot of regional partners as an inappropriate way to handle discourse, Berkowitz said.